Sweden rejects EU tobacco tax plan, citing sovereignty and public health concerns. Sweden has formally opposed a European Union proposal to introduce higher excise duties on tobacco products to fund the bloc's next multi-annual financial framework, MFF, arguing that it infringes on national tax sovereignty and threatens its harm reduction strategy. In a strong statement, Finance Minister Elisabeth Svantesson called the proposal completely unacceptable, warning that it would impose significant tax burdens on nicotine pouches, white snus, a category Sweden considers critical to its success in reducing smoking prevalence. EU budget proposal sparks backlash over tax jurisdiction. The tax plan, currently under informal discussion within the EU, proposes the introduction of new, own resources, including levies on electronic waste and tobacco products, to partially finance the EU's 2028-2034 long-term budget. A document from Germany's International Affairs Liaison Office circulated to the Bundestag confirms that tobacco excise duties are among the considered revenue streams. Although the European Commission has not formally endorsed the proposal, at least 15 member states reportedly support raising tobacco taxes as part of a broader push to increase EU-level funding autonomy. However, Sweden, along with Italy, Romania, Bulgaria, and Greece, has voiced strong opposition, particularly against the inclusion of smokeless tobacco products and alternative nicotine delivery systems such as e-cigarettes and heated tobacco. Why Sweden is pushing back? Sweden has one of the lowest smoking rates in the EU, just 5%, according to recent national health data, thanks largely to its widespread use of nicotine pouches as harm reduction tools. These products are not combusted and are considered by Swedish health authorities to be significantly less harmful than traditional cigarettes. Raising excise taxes on these products, Minister Svantesson warned, could reverse public health gains and disrupt the country's existing tax model. This proposal would result in a significant tax increase on white snus, with revenues flowing not to Sweden, but to the EU, she said in a public statement on X. Tax sovereignty at stake beyond public health. The government is framing the issue as a matter of fiscal autonomy. Under EU treaties, member states retain the right to set national indirect taxes such as excise duties, although harmonized minimum levels apply for certain categories. If implemented, this measure would dilute national control over indirect taxation, said a senior official at Sweden's Ministry of Finance, who asked not to be named. We support joint EU financing mechanisms, but not at the expense of sovereignty or public health policy. Economic and fiscal implications. From a fiscal policy perspective, Sweden's resistance highlights the ongoing tension between EU integration and national budget control. While increasing excise taxes is a proven revenue generator, especially in tobacco, it may disproportionately impact countries with established harm reduction policies. Analysts note that any shift in EU-owned resources must balance revenue generation with member state acceptance, particularly where tax incidence and economic behavior vary across jurisdictions. Key takeaways for tax professionals: the EU is exploring new own resources, including tobacco excise taxes, to fund the next long-term budget, 2028-2034. Sweden opposes the plan, citing threats to national tax sovereignty and its nicotine harm reduction strategy. Nicotine pouches like white snus may face steep tax hikes if EU-wide rules are imposed. The proposal is not yet law but is gaining traction in Brussels, particularly among high smoking rate countries. If adopted, the tax could reallocate excise revenue from member states to the EU, potentially setting a precedent for other tax domains. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please get in touch with us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.